It's all about raising money for good causes here in the UK, here in Devon, and of course abroad. And Michael, you've been finding out about one charity that's benefited in the county.
Yeah, it's always a privilege to talk to these people. This one, and it's just one of many, is a small charity called Balloons. It's based in Exeter. It's a local group. It offers a range of support to children and young people when someone significant in their life dies or is about to die. I mean, it's a horrible scenario, and it's not one that's easy to talk about, but it is one that the people at Balloons take in their stride day in and day out. Nikki Clark is the chief exec there. She's been telling me more about what they do.
Grief is a really normal response to someone dying, and it's tough for any of us as adults, let alone children. So really, we try to be there for the children and provide some additional support for those that need it. So the types of things we do, we provide one-to-one support. So children who are referred to us are matched with one of our volunteer grief support workers who go generally into schools and visit children and young people over maybe 4 or 6 sessions to give them the space and opportunity to talk about their experience. So we really encourage them to talk about their loved one. We do work around memories, and we do lots of work around feelings and emotions, and giving really children the space to explore it and come up with tools and techniques to help them. You know, when those sessions end, the grief isn't going to go away, but what we want to do is make sure we've been something helpful on their journey to help them move forward and manage that grief in their daily lives.
It must be really hard for you and your colleagues at the charity as well. How do you switch off at the end of the day?
Oh, I think everyone who works here say, actually, we have a really privileged position, both our staff and volunteers. And I think everyone really loves what they do, because actually you feel like you really make a difference in your work and volunteering. And I think we're very good here at Balloons at looking after each other. So our volunteers are really well trained, they're supervised, they're supported. And we do quite a lot of focus around staff and volunteer well-being and self-care. Because like you say, it's really important that we look after ourselves, yeah. Because actually it's really hard to support someone else if you're not in a good place yourself. So at the end of every case that a volunteer has done working with a child or young person, they have an end of case supervision where they get to talk through how that's been for them, you know, reflect on the sessions with the child and what's come out of them, but also make sure they're in the right place to take on another case, because we want to make sure that we're looking after them well and that they are in the right place to do that.
And Nikki, I know you've benefited from Comic Relief in the past. What difference has that money made?
Yeah, we're actually a current grant holder of Comic Relief at the moment. I mean, it's just fantastic. You know, as a small charity, raising funds is probably one of our biggest challenges. It's really challenging times, isn't it, for people with giving and raising money. So, and we only exist because of that generosity of others. So having someone like Comic Relief that we can apply to for funding is fantastic. So we've had a grant from them to be able to support that work, that one-to-one work with children and young people. So that will mean some money to be able to buy resources to use in those sessions, be it arts and crafts materials or books, journals. It might be covering mileage so that we can get out and about across Exeter, East and Mid Devon to see children and young people, as well as some of the time it takes organising that and taking referrals. So yeah, the money from Comic Relief is fantastic. So I'd really encourage anyone giving that these things do go to, you know, wonderful causes around the country. And yeah, we've been really grateful to have been a recipient.
Nikki Clark there, who's the chief exec at the charity Balloons in Exeter, chatting to Michael Checker. It's one of the many groups here in Devon that are supported by Comic Relief through the money that you donate. And Red Nose Day, Comic Relief on TV tonight, BBC One, BBC Two and the iPlayer, all starting from 7 o'clock. It's just approaching.